Greater Sandton and beyond. Get ready for the Sandton Times Hour.
With your host,
Alexander.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between and beyond. This is the Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8 and also available on all good audio platforms wherever you are in the world. My name is Alexander Leibner and this is edition 147. It's week 9 of 2024. And if you would like to send through your questions, your comments, or your feedback as you always do, make sure you use email address editor at sandtontimes.co.za. You connect on social media at Sandton Times and you visit the website www.sandtontimes.co.za. And if you're listening live and on Mix 93.8, you can use the WhatsApp line. It's open on 0848-220938. That's 0848-220938. And a very special warm welcome to everyone that's listening, especially if you're listening for the very first time. Welcome. And if you're in Johannesburg, in Pretoria, in Greater Gauteng, across South Africa or anywhere else in the world, if it's online or on air, I'm happy to report that all is well in Sandton land. And Vincenzo's behind the mixing desk again. And thank you for my slice of red velvet cake to mark my birthday. Yes, I celebrated my birthday over the weekend and I had a chance to head out to Sun City with the family and have a bit of a break and celebrate another year around the sun. And it's crazy. Just to think last year I turned 40 and here we are, 41. Before you know it, the decade is out, but I'm not even going to think about that. Coming up on this week's show, this past week we saw Gqeberha-born magicians do what hundreds of magicians could only dream of, representing South Africa by beating two world-famous magicians at their very own illusion. Stay tuned for this. We'll reveal all shortly. Then, if you're a fan of television shows that feature aesthetic beauty and also plastic surgery, you're not going to want to miss my interview later on. And finally, get ready for a feast as I catch up with a beloved South African chef who'll be doing some cooking demos this coming weekend. But first, after the break, my first guests join me for a bit of magic. And as we always do, let's kick things off with a bit of music. Here's Bellstar, Urban Love, and Tom Polo with A New Day. This is the Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8.
Promote your brand. Advertise your business.
Our audience could be your next client. Contact the Sandton Times today. The best of talk and music in 1 hour. This is the Sandton Times Hour.
This is the Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8 and also available on all good digital audio platforms wherever you are in the world. And as we get this week's show started, I had to go back to my childhood days when a famous magician like David Copperfield used to appear on SABC. And boy, were we spellbound by this 80s and 90s phenomenon. And I think like many boys back in the day, I enjoyed magic. You know, you end up buying a card deck and you start doing sort of card tricks and you start buying books and you start getting into it and you think, one day I'm going to be a magician, until your parents find out about this idea and it doesn't like sound like such a great idea. They've got other ambitions for you, but it kind of stays with you and you kind of enjoy this fascination with something that you know is a trick, but somehow there's just something that you can't explain. So two South African born talents, actually from Gqeberha, Brendan Peel and Lee Lau, they took it all the way. They turned it into a career, if not more. And they made it onto a show in the United States, and not everyone might be familiar with it, but it's Penn and Teller Fool Us. And Penn and Teller, two very well-known magicians in not just the magic circles, but also international entertainment, they've really taken it to a whole new level. I mean, really on the same level as David Copperfield, I would say, and many other big magic names. They have a show where they encourage new young magicians to come onto the show, come up with an act, and try and fool those who know where the bodies are buried, where the tricks are happening. And if they can do that, well, life changes quite fundamentally. And I'm thrilled to have Brendan Peel and Lee Lau on the line with me, all the way from Gqeberha. Brendan and Lee, welcome to the Sandton Times Hour.
Hello, yes, thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks very much.
So guys, I tried to summarize your journey as best possible, but let's get into this. I mean, getting onto Penn and Teller's Fool Us in the United States is not a small feat. How did you even start?
Well, so basically, myself and Lee, you know, we create all these sort of new tricks. And I mean, you know, down in Klebecha or Port Elizabeth, you know, there's not really much else to do. So we just out here creating magic tricks and illusions and things like that. And we've been doing it actually for quite a while, working together. And we're always toying around with these new ideas. There was actually one specific moment where I saw Lee do this thing with a coin that I was like, we could embellish on this whole situation and make an act around it. And the coin and Lee's nose, to be precise, if you watch the video, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it actually is quite a rigorous sort of submission process that happens, because they only select sort of acts in the world that are considered like some of the top acts in the world, or magic tricks that they think are like, these are really creative and innovative. And we created this trick, recorded this trick, submitted it, and then by some, I don't even know how, but by some like crazy circumstance, they said, we like it and we want you to bring it over and see if you can fool Penn and Teller.
Well, let's put some context into that. So if people haven't seen the video, let me quickly give you a quick summary of it. So it's based on Penn and Teller's classic magic bullet trick, where Penn and Teller line up. It's got a very long storyline to it. So it's one of those tricks that actually is more dramatic than it is quick. But essentially what happens is the one magician is based on the one side of the stage, the other one's on the other side of the stage. In between them is a plate of glass. The one magician signs a bullet. It gets put into a gun. The gun is fired. It goes through the glass, and the other magician catches it. Now, don't try this at home, and you realize very quickly that there's a lot of magic involved here. So what Brendan and Lee did is that they took that same act, and they modified it. So they, instead of using a gun and a bullet, they used a 2 rand coin, which was great advertising for South Africa on international television, and a catty. And they recreated that same experience with a couple of twists. And we'll put a link up to the video on the website. But, I mean, when you got a response from Penn and Teller to say, listen, can you come and do this? I mean, that must have been quite a moment.
No, it was. I mean, literally it's been a few years in the making. And when we got the call that they want us to do like a live audition, so like they want to see it live being performed just for the producers, I mean, that's like a moment in itself. And then we had like the follow-up meeting, and then it's like you're sitting there and then they give you the thumbs up, and it's like, literally, this is actually going to happen, you know. And at this time, with the time frame, it's like in a month's time we need to travel to the US to go and film, because all this, the sort of filming process is very short. A very quick turnaround. So it's like, anyone have time to think about it? It's like, we want you in a month's time. This is your filming date. And then it has to happen.
Amazing. And was there a lot of preparation in trying to get this right? Because obviously it's one thing filming and submitting and hoping for the best. But now when you're actually going to be scrutinized by two gentlemen in magic who know exactly what's going on, does that add another layer of pressure?
Yes, no, of course. I mean, you know, Penn and Teller, actually, they have the longest running show in Las Vegas of all time, not just magic show, right? And they've obviously, well, you've mentioned there earlier some of the stuff they've done, but they've been in the world of magic for like almost 50 years. I think it's like 45 years, odd like that, something like that. It's been a crazy long time that they've done magic. They basically are like walking encyclopedias of the art of magic and illusion. So, for us now, even though we created this trick, it was very surreal that, you know, we're now speaking to the producers of the show, Fool Us, and they're saying, you know, you guys are actually coming. Like Lee said, we're coming in about a month or so, and like, this is your date. Now at that point, myself and Lee were basically like, you know, how are we actually going to pull this off properly here, you know, because it's one thing doing it, you know, in our garage or, you know, at random smaller shows around, or practicing it like, you know, in spaces that we practice, that's one thing. But to do it on essentially like the world's biggest stage for magicians, it's just, yeah, we really had to brush up and practice. There was so much little nuance sort of parts of the act that really, really we had to get waxed. And that took some time, I won't lie. But also, I mean, we did, you know, right up to doing it, we weren't 100% sure it was going to work entirely. I mean, we practiced as best we could, but there's so many facets part of the trick, and so many things can potentially go wrong.
But when we actually did it on stage in front of the live audience at the Rio Hotel and Casino, everything seemed to just fall into place, which I don't know who was looking after us that day, but it was absolutely surreal.
Amazing. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to continue our conversation. I'm chatting to Brendan Peel and Lee Lau. They've just come back from the United States competing in Penn and Teller's Fool Us, and they've walked away with the incredible title of having fooled two of magic's most successful magicians almost at their own trick. But more about this right after the break.
From Greater Santon to the rest of the world, this is the Santon Times Hour. You're listening to the Santon Times Hour.
You're listening to the Santon Times Hour on Mix 93.8 and also available on all good digital audio platforms. I'm in conversation with Gqeberha-born Brendan Peel and Lee Lau. We're chatting about their success of having been on Penn and Teller's Fool Us, a magic show which looks to see where the magic is when magicians come from all over the world and try and fool these two stalwarts in the world of magical arts. You guys go on stage, you perform this trick. Did you have any moment where you felt like, these guys have figured it out, there's no way we're going to walk away with this title?
You know, once we're in the performance mode, you don't really think about what they are thinking at that moment. It's only afterwards when we actually get the chance to chat to them, and it's when Penn sort of started saying, like, we are renowned for doing the bullet catch. You know, we've done it plenty of times, many years in their own show, they're experts in it. I was thinking in my mind, it's like, at this moment, they are like just saying that they are the experts. And the next line was going to be that, sorry, you didn't fool us. So at that moment, when he was giving that speech, it was just running through my head, like, you know, that these guys are the experts. And obviously they know this routine in and out. Then suddenly it flipped right after that.
So tell me, what does it mean now that you've won this this fooled us title? I mean, now that you've managed to fool these two, what happens next?
Yeah, now what happens is we basically are etched into the history of magic on TV, I guess. But not only that, we also do go back to Las Vegas, where we work with Penn and Teller again, basically for a period of time where we'll be performing with them. We will be closing their show for a short while. The exact dates and things are still to be like announced, but as part of your whole prize and experience of it is to actually work with them, as well as potentially working with them on other projects, hopefully in the near future, because now it's like we have sort of proven ourselves to obviously Penn and Teller, as well as to the magic world, because people really do put Penn and Teller in very high regard in the sort of, there's a whole magic community of the world. And generally speaking, you know, in a lot of these other TV shows where magicians feature, a lot of times the magic community kind of just is a bit blasé about those sorts of shows. But when it comes to Penn and Teller Fool Us, it's like you're considered like an upper echelon sort of magician, which obviously raises your name and our brands as magicians around the world. So we have a whole bunch of different shows that we're also now going to be touring, not just in South Africa, but also internationally, which we're looking forward to that as well. So take a look for shows near you with Peel and Lau. We'll be coming through. And then also we'll definitely be back in Vegas working with Penn and Teller again. And who knows, whatever other doors are open from this opportunity here, it's like the world is our oyster now, at least for the next while, which is great.
I mean, you've just come back from the States. And I mean, this has only recently happened. But I mean, have you really started looking at doing some South African shows? I mean, can people catch you anywhere if they'd like to sort of see this, you know, with their own eyes?
Well, the reason why we are in Gqeberha at the moment is because we're actually taking part in the Mandela Bay Arts Festival. It's in the second year. So we're actually doing a series of shows called Double Bluff, Extreme Magic Show. And then obviously going forward, we've also got another show called Spellbound that we're going to be doing up in sort of Centurion side. And then obviously then the main one is also the National Arts Festival in June. We will be doing solo shows as well as another duo show. We will be doing a lot of the new stuff as well as potentially also then our very famous coin bullet catch.
And there'll also be other shows. Like I said, we're also looking at currently the Edinburgh Festival as well. which I have done actually a couple of times before, but this year we're going to come with our new show there. Also mentioned, obviously, earlier, back to America to do shows there. And generally, we will be taking our show. We just need to sort of schedule each date, but we will be coming to, you know, Cape Town, Durban, Joburg, of course, and beyond as well, which we're really excited for. So, yeah, you can basically check us both out on social media. We're always posting about what our next sort of shows are. And we love seeing the audiences there. We like to believe that we do create a very unique experience that's entertaining. You know, even if magic isn't necessarily your thing, which I know it's not everybody in the world's thing, of course, you know, it's like classical music. You know, some people love it, some people aren't too fazed by it. But even so, even if magic isn't really your thing, I think, you know, coming to our show, you will walk away entertained and you'll say, I had a good time for this hour and a half or whatever it was. And that's what we always try and do. And we try and push ourselves to just create the most entertaining, jaw-dropping experience for everyone. And we just really do appreciate everyone's support who has been coming through to the shows as well. But yeah, we will be around.
Well, listen, I congratulate the two of you. I think it's fantastic. I mean, the magical arts in South Africa isn't a massive industry or a massive community, but around the world, magic stands as an entertainment art, you know, on its own two feet, especially in the United States. And I think it's great that you've represented South Africa in another victory, in one way or another. And I think it's tremendous that we're shining bright on the magic stages as well. Brendan Peel and Lee Lau, thank you so much for making the time to be on the Sandton Times Hour. We're going to take a quick musical break as we get to the bottom of the hour, but more of the Sandton Times Hour right after this.
The Sandton Times Hour continues.
Welcome to the second half of the Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8. I'm Alexander Leipner, and that was Krista and Delboni with Self Control. And if you caught something intriguing during the show this week, but you missed all the details, well, you can go onto the Sandton Times. That's www.sandtontimes.co.za. And you can explore all the show notes. So if you want to find out some dates, some times, some, I don't know, further reading, some more links that you're looking for, you can go onto the website this week, get all that information there, and you can listen in comfort knowing that you can get it all online. Also, don't forget, you can follow the Sandton Times on social media, at Sandton Times, and also connect on there. So if you want to send a message, a post, or WhatsApp, a DM, whatever it is that you fancy these days, you can do so. Now, some exciting news for those people who enjoy reality television, who enjoy watching, I almost want to say people going through suffering, but it's not always suffering. It's also good stuff as well. Botched on E! Entertainment is back. It's on DSTV Channel 124. It's coming up on the 3rd of March. And I'm thrilled to be joined from the United States by one of the rock stars, one of the title men of this highly popular show in South Africa, Dr. Terry Dubrow. He is, of course, a plastic surgeon, and he'll be back on Botched. And Terry, it's good to have you on the Sandton Times Hour.
Oh, it's so good to be here. It's, you know, it was an amazing season, and you've got to see it, because if you've enjoyed Botched in the past, this is our very best season for sure.
Doctor, I have to tell you, I was a first aider. We have something called rugby in South Africa when I was at school. And one thing I really struggled with was to see blood and people taking some serious strain. I mean, there were even bite marks in some instances. Now, having to watch the trailer of the new Botched put me even through more trauma, and I don't actually quite know how you do the work that you do with some of these patients.
It's interesting, you know, when you're a surgeon and you're used to seeing people opened up, it's like you having a piece of steak or chicken and you're cutting into it. You know, it has no effect on you. But I'm going to tell you something, you know, I know that people watch the show because they realize it's really authentic. And it's sometimes like watching a car accident, you know, because are we going to be able to fix these problems? But only a small part of it is in the operating room. So if you're grossed out by the surgery, just hold your hands up to your eyes and cover your eyes during that part of the surgery. But this is the toughest season we've ever done because we took patients that we passed on before. These are all the patients that we said no to that had the most difficult problems. But after doing this for a decade, we used all of these years of experience to try to help to fix these patients.
I mean, you say the operating room. I mean, I already start like cringing when people start showing you what's happened or what has gone wrong. And for those people who've never watched the show, I mean, these are people who've who've either gone out and had some sort of surgery or attempted some sort of surgery, it obviously goes wrong and hence the name botched. And now it's up to the doctor and his colleague to now try and fix this. But I'm thinking, where do these people go to? Is it one of those classics, you get what you pay for?
You know, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. So a lot of times people go for discount plastic surgery, medical tourism. In this country, they sometimes go over to Mexico or Tijuana, and to try to save money, they go to doctors who may not be appropriately trained. But you have to understand, plastic surgery is real surgery. And like any other operation in surgery, it can have devastating complications, even when you do the surgery properly. So if you're going to have plastic surgery, one of the things we love about botch is it's a cautionary tale. Be very careful who you choose. Pay very careful, close attention to the consent form where you're warned of the risks, because any of these bad things can happen to you, even if you go to very good surgeons.
Listen, I think you're even brave taking on some of these cases where you're having to repair other people's work, because that's also not a guarantee that that'll always turn out as the patient possibly expects it.
You know, you make a very good point, because when we first thought about doing this show, we thought, if a lot of other doctors have failed to fix these complications, why do we want to go on a national television program, try to fix them, where you know they're going to show our complications as well? But I will tell you, the reason they call it the practice of plastic surgery and the practice of medicine is that when you do enough of even the most difficult surgery, you get very, very skilled at it, and your experience accumulates, and you're able to do things you're never able to do before. And this season really will show you. We took cases from other countries that doctors at universities tried to fix and failed, and we actually were able to do something really, really good for them.
Wow, talk about putting on the pressure. But it's a practice that's been around for quite some time now. I mean, plastic surgery, I'd probably say, dates back to sort of the 80s or 90s, if I'm not completely mistaken.
It's interesting. The history of plastic surgery dates back to BC, when it was an eye for an eye, and someone would commit a crime and they would have their nose cut off. And doctors, plastic surgeons, would try to make them a new nose out of their forearm. So plastic surgery was really birthed out of wars and crimes, okay? But cosmetic surgery has been around for probably 50 years. And if you think about it, cosmetic surgery is almost like human experimentation for vanity. Who was the first person who said, oh, I'll just make a pocket underneath this woman's breast and put a piece of plastic in there to make the breast look bigger? The original surgeons, if you think about it, somebody was a little crazy to try all these cosmetic procedures, right?
No, totally. And I mean, do you still find that there's a lot of myths and misconceptions, even though it's been around for so long?
There are a ton of myths and misconceptions, one of which is it's like having your hair and nails done. They like to get cute little phrases like, I'm having a little work done. You know what? It's not having a little work done. Even the most minimal procedure can subject you to the most significant complication. So, for example, the fastest growing procedure in plastic surgery is the Brazilian buttock lift, where you take fat from one part of the body and put it in the butt, right?
Yeah.
The Kardashian thing, right? Not to say that they had it. I don't know. I'm saying the big buttock. But that's the most fatal operation in all of surgery, because if a piece of fat gets into those blood vessels and goes to your lungs, it ends your life. So plastic surgery may sound cute and people may want a little work done, but it's as serious as any other kind of surgery, like cancer surgery or burn surgery. So be careful.
But doctor, it's not just about the physical exercise of repairing people. A lot of these people look like they've gone through some real emotional trauma. Apart from the physical trauma, how do you even start managing that? Because that's also probably a big part of the success of the surgery.
So that's a very important question, because when you meet these people initially, you have to figure out, how did they get here? Was it partly their responsibility? Did they push the surgeons too much? Do they have a mental disorder like body dysmorphia? Are they a good candidate to try to be fixed? And then if they pass the initial psychological and emotional evaluation, then you have to determine whether or not you can fix them. Because most patients that come on the Botch TV show have attempted to have their procedures fixed by good plastic surgeons, and they all failed. So you're right. You have to be courageous. You have to be brave. But for us, one thing we have is a decade now of experience teaching us how to do these impossible cases. So we really have almost had to invent operations to fix really bad problems and situations.
What are some of the emerging trends that you're seeing now? I mean, you mentioned this this bum surgery where people try and have a bigger behind. What else is sort of popular and trendy at the moment as we go through 2024?
So the big thing, particularly in Hollywood, right, and Beverly Hills, is injecting materials into the tissues to try to change the shape, or using energy like laser energy, ultrasound energy, radio frequency to try to tighten the skin or to try to melt fat. It's all guided towards what are called minimally invasive or non-invasive procedures. The problem is that a lot of these procedures are brand new. You never want to be first in line for a procedure or an operation, because we're just learning how to do these procedures and what the side effects are. But it's really all of, oh, and the other big thing, I don't know if it's this way in your country, but these miracle weight loss drugs are huge in the States.
Oh yeah, here too. Yeah, same thing as well. It's emerging
and
big
so
time.
They're causing a very rapid weight loss. And the faster you lose weight, the looser the skin and the less fat you have in the facial area. So very young people now are needing tightening procedures, tummy tucks, and even facelifts in their 30s.
Well, I mean, I think that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day in terms of the weight loss drugs that are being pushed out. But what's some of the advice that you would give someone who's seriously considering sort of the more traditional plastic surgery? Like you mentioned, you know, maybe it's a breast enhancement, maybe it's sort of a reduction of some sort. What's sort of the basic steps that they should follow to make sure that they're not ending up on your show at some point?
Okay, that's a very good question. Number one, don't go to see just one doctor. Go to see two or three doctors. When you talk to patients who had major problems, a lot of times they suspected something was off. Make sure your doctor is trained to do that operation, because a lot of non-plastic surgeons try to do cosmetic surgery, right? So make sure your doctor is board certified by your local board certification in plastic surgery. And then read the consent form very carefully. You have to understand that any one of these operations can get infected, you can bleed, you can get very significant scarring. So make sure that you really have slept on it, you've really thought very carefully, and that it's really worth it, okay? If you have a little cosmetic issue, maybe it's better just go to the gym and work off a few pounds, right? Maybe take these new miracle weight loss drugs and sort of take off 10, 15 pounds. Make sure it's really worth the risk and it's really important to you before you dive in to any particular operation.
Doctor, before I let you go, what are you hoping your viewers in South Africa will take away from this new season of Botched?
I want you to realize that this is all the patients that we said no to in the past. These are the patients that had the most difficult problems, that had the scariest situations, most tissue damage, and were the most hopeless. And this season, we took a decade of experience of being on Botched to bear on these patients. And it was very scary. We had some complications. You're always worried that people are going to say, oh, I was botched by the botched doctor. That's the worst thing that could possibly happen, right? But there's a lot of heart, there's a lot of tears, and there's a lot of laughter in this season. So this is a really, really fun season to watch.
Well, a season not to miss of Botched. It resumes on E! Entertainment on DSTV Channel 124. That's on Sunday, the 3rd of March at 5:15 in the evening. Dr. Terry Dubrow, plastic surgeon and, of course, star of Botched. Thank you so much for joining me all the way from the United States on the Sandton Times Hour.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Your questions were amazing, by the way.
Thanks, Doctor. We're going to take a quick musical break. More of the Sandton Times Hour right after this.
Connect with the Sandton Times. Email editor@sandtontimes.co.za.
This is the Standard Time Zao on Mix 93.8 and also available on all good digital audio platforms. And that was Alok and Ava Max with Car Keys. And as we get into the final stretch of the Standard Times Hour, take a look at our events calendar. And there's another event taking place this week. Something in the Midrand area at Gallagher Estate. It's called Eid Fest. But here to chat to me about this is Fazana Alvarado. She's the chef, brand, and lifestyle ambassador for Eid Fest 2024. And Fazana, it's good to chat to you again. I think we spoke last year when you won a hamburger competition.
Hi, Alex. Lovely to be on your show again. Thank you.
Is the hamburger still going strong?
Yes, it was the National Burger Challenge that I won last year. So I'm the National Burger Queen, or the Burger Champion, if I could call it that.
But listen, it's a good title to have. But this time around, we're not talking about hamburgers. We're talking about Eid Fest. Now, for people who are not familiar with Eid Fest 2024, what is it all about?
So Eid Fest is actually Africa's largest shopping festival. It is in the lead up to the fasting month of Ramadan, but it is open to absolutely everybody. And it is in an incredible platform where one can come through, try different foods, global cuisines, do lots of shopping, shop to your heart's content. It's two floors of just absolute magnificence, local brands, artisan crafted products, including international brands as well. And there's literally something for the whole family. So Eid Fest is one of those events that you just don't want to miss. It's exciting. There's something for everybody. And I think everybody gets to really see what the country has to offer in terms of retail. Lots of retail therapy.
Okay, well, that's never a bad thing. It's running from the 29th of February to the 3rd of March. So that's basically this this coming weekend. What can people expect from you? What are you going to be doing there?
So I am the Chef Brand and Lifestyle Ambassador. And this time around, for the first time ever, Eid Fest is having a chef's kitchen. And I'm going to be doing a whole lot of cooking demos live to live audiences. And of course, getting participation from audiences, audience members as well. And over the 4 days, we've got 16 global cuisines that I'm going to be showcasing, teaching people how to cook. So you can take all of my chef's tips and tricks back home into your own kitchen. It's a really great platform to interact, but also to give you an extra boost in your home kitchen, especially when you want to entertain or even just cook something good for your family that is out of the norm. So if you want to do some Indonesian or Korean food or some Japanese, then do pop in, because the kitchen demo area will have all of that.
Okay, that sounds very enticing. I'm going to be putting up all the information up on the website. So if there's anything that you've missed whilst we're having this conversation about Eid Fest, you can check out the sandtontimes.co.za and catch up on the information there. Fazana, last time we spoke, you mentioned that you'd also brought out your own range of spices and cooking accessories. Are those going to be part of your cooking demo as well?
Yes, they will be part of the cooking demo. And for the first time, and I'm actually quite excited about this, because for the first time, my own product range is going to be showcasing at Eid Fest. And we are going to have all of the products on display. There will be tasters on for everybody to taste and sample the product. And to tell you a little bit about this, I mean, this is not a product range where I woke up one day and thought, hey, I want to put out a line of spices or a line of condiments. This range has literally been 8 years in the making. I just wanted to put out something that I was absolutely happy with, something that I could be proud of, something that people could take into their homes and just make their lives in the kitchen a little bit interesting, a little bit easier. For example, I've got a salad dressing on there, which is probably one of my best salads. And it's so economical because it's freeze-dried herbs and spices. There's none of the gunk like artificial preservatives and flavorants in there. And all you need is literally 2 teaspoonfuls of the salad mix, dressing mix, and you mix it into a cup of buttermilk for ready-to-made restaurant quality salad dressing in your home. It's literally as though you had me in your kitchen whipping up your fresh salad dressing for you. So everything is multifunctional, multipurpose. You can use it in a variety of different ways. And it's just to add a little extra flavor, a little quality, and to take the time out of you doing it yourself in the kitchen. When you talk about taking home food as well, I have a brand called Mestizo, and I also have one called Filiguana. So Filiguana is a dessert brand, and it is focused on Peruvian alfajores, which are these absolutely melt-in-your-mouth cookies. And I know that you've actually tried them before. They are delicious. They're authentic Peruvian, and they are filled with this amazing dulce de leche that we make. So if you are a sweet tooth, I'd definitely recommend trying them. And then for those of you who have seen something called the birria tacos, which is just the trend right now, everybody's going crazy over Mexican birria tacos, Mestizo is my brand, and which I co-own with Cesar Alvarado, who is actually from Latin America. And we co-own this brand where we bring in authentic Mexican flavors and we import some of our chilies from Latin America as well. So if you want to come try some authentic Mexican birria tacos, definitely do that at EatFest over the weekend.
Now, Zana, you're not just going to be at EatFest. You're also going to be at Hostix, which is taking place in Santon, starting on the weekend, then moving into the new week. Can people catch you there as well with some cooking demos?
Absolutely. So right off the back of EatFest, which ends on Sunday the 3rd, Hostix actually opens up the Santon Convention Center on Sunday the 3rd as well. So I'm not going to be at Hostix on that Sunday, but I'm definitely going to be there on Monday and Tuesday. My product range will be there for all 3 days, from the 3rd to the 5th. And I'm going to be doing some cooking demos on Monday as well as Tuesday. And Hostix, the theme is incredible this year. It's all about innovation, elevating design. So if you are in the Santon area, I would definitely recommend anybody interested in the hospitality industry or currently working in the hospitality industry, please do come through to Hostix. It is, again, Africa's premier hospitality expo.
Okay, well, there you have it. If you need some retail therapy or if you want to get some cooking skills or take something home with you, check out EatFest 2024. We'll put the details up there as well as Hostix. For Zana Alvarado, chef, brand, and lifestyle ambassador for EatFest 2024, thank you so much for joining me on the Santon Times Hour.
Always a pleasure, Alex, and I hope to see you at both events.
I think that's all we have time for this week on the Santon Times Hour on Mix 93.8, and is always available on all good digital audio platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and so many more. If you want to get in touch, you can email editor@santontimes.co.za or connect on social media at Santon Times, or visit the website www.santontimes.co.za and feel free to send through your questions or comments. Like some of the people who sent through some birthday wishes. I really appreciate that. And thank you for listening. Thank you to my guests for making the time to be on the show this week. Vincenzo, thank you once again. And that red velvet cake was exquisite. I think it must have been the candle on top. I don't want to blow that out, though. With load shedding, you know, we need every candle we can get. Thank you to the Santon Times team, as well as everyone at Mix 93.8. And let's play out with an oldie, but a goodie. It's our track for this week, The Pet Shop Boys, with Always On My Mind. Thank you for listening, and let's do it again next week.